He's yawning.
Yo, 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 you know who it is. It's your boy, Danny. We in here.
All right.
Welcome to Losa's Lounge Podcast. Come on. The LLP. Welcome to Losa's Lounge Podcast. Come on.
Toast again.
Toast.
All right, you're back.
My nigga.
All right, let's get right into it. Losa's Lounge Podcast. We're back. Welcome back. Oh shit! Sound tape. Come on, man.
Sorry, don't let
the
production
fall apart. I'm gonna start over.
Producer
Los. I'm gonna keep it.
I like it.
All right, thanks, man. I'm Carlos Reyes, otherwise known as Los. Welcome back, Dini in the building. Been very yawny since you finished peeing. What happened? You pissed out your energy for the day?
I didn't even pee. See.
Oh, I thought you peed.
Nope.
All right, I'll take it back. Yes, hey, don't forget to follow on Instagram at @loslounge_podcast. Don't forget to please rate. You know what I keep forgetting to say? If you're listening on Spotify, on every episode, you can take a poll. Did you enjoy the episode? Yes or no? And to sort of hear feedback. And also, please don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. All right,
have you ever read any submissions?
No one's answered. Bro,
oh, I feel great. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
you know, a little bit, probably a little more chilly than I'd like it, but not bad.
Yeah, it's been blustery this second half of the week. Was just pure wind.
I don't know what blustery means, but I would
windy,
say the
very aggressive, blistering.
Yeah.
Blustery.
I love it. You know what? I love it.
WWLP.com had blustery, so I had to look it up too.
Yeah, because I'm like,
I mean, I figured it was wind. I'm not dumb.
Blustery.
Yeah, blustery.
Okay.
last episode, it was idolatry.
Yes. And oh, I was, pronunciation.
Pronunciation. Yeah, yeah. And I was right. It is idolatry. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyways, I just wanted to clarify that before we move on.
Got it. Understood.
All right. Let's get right into it. How you feel? I mean, this has been a great day chilling in Casa Hill.
Yeah.
Losa's Lounge is being produced today from Studio Hill on Lot C.
Lot C.
For the chicken. And the waffles. We had an incredible brunch today, didn't we?
We did. You found out about spicy syrup.
I did. I didn't know that maple syrup comes spicy. And it was weird because as you guys started mentioning it, I was tasting the spice. Like the spice was kicking in because it starts off sweet.
Yeah. You don't know. It punches you.
And then it creeps in and I'm like, wait, but what am I eating? Like, because I was going to ask, like, what did you put in the
batter.
In the batter. Yeah. Like, what is this a Dominican thing?
Yeah, no, jalapenos in it. No. It was the syrup.
And it was the syrup, and it was, I'm blown away. So it's available at Aldi's.
Yes.
So I'll be purchasing that. I'm mind blown. And I'm disappointed that I didn't put the chicken in it.
Yeah, that's some, I don't know what you were thinking.
The chicken was good on its own.
Fair enough.
For me, at least, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
All right.
It wasn't bad.
But the star of the show is always your daughter. I mean, I'm getting I loves you. I did an Instagram post yesterday, and I put on this day.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, just to keep it as a memory.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Baby said, Theo, I love you.
There's a picture of y'all. You can post it. Like, of y'all two together or whatever. Like,
I've done that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what's up, man.
Here and there, I do it.
Here and there, say Theo.
We don't want the world to... I don't want evil eye.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. All right, let's get right into it. On this episode, I wanted to discuss the bridge and just the state of U.S. infrastructure, highways, and what have you. We're also going to get into legacies being torn. An example, Sean Combs. Mm. Sean Carter, are you next? Something about them Seans. The Ghostbusters. When there's something strange in the neighborhood. Woo! Who are you going to call? Don't sue me. All right, the Ghostbusters. Brother, I saw it. It was incredible. I feel like a 10-year-old boy all over again.
I'm hate because it looks good.
It was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. We'll get into that.
I'm going to send you a picture of Ernie Johnson.
Can I tell you, I got to do the
fit.
Research.
Yeah, he's all fit.
He was the best looking one.
Oh, I bet.
You know black don't crack.
Yeah, man.
That's good black.
He went through his whole routine on how he gets that.
That's good blood.
Yeah.
And also, I want to get into our true or false. You know, I'm going to start you up for true or false.
You're
now.
You're going to start with it.
I'm going to start with it now, brother.
I'm excited. Let's bring it on. Because I was 4 for 5 last time or the time before that.
I would never give you that many points.
That's true.
All right, my brother. True or false? Let's get right into it. Vitamin C is also known by a chemical name of ascorbic acid.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you can kind of see through the paper.
No, I wasn't cheating.
All right. Ding, 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 ding.
You want to ask my number?
Yeah, I do, bro. I'm sorry, because you have a whole ass. I've been struggling over here. It's disgusting.
There you go.
I'm excited. I'm amped. All right. I'm like Nori on Drink Champs when he gets too
much. Yo, he gets too much sometimes.
He loses focus.
Yeah.
Insulin was discovered by Nicola Palescu.
True.
True. Ding, 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 ding. I missed my sound effect board.
Oh, I forgot about that. Wow.
Kelly Clarkson was the second winner of all time on American Idol. True or false?
False.
Ding, 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 ding. Caught the second. She was what?
First.
That's right.
Her and Justin.
The Granny Smith apple originates from Australia, down under.
False.
Eh.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
True.
One. Never even heard.
We got him, everybody. 50-50. We got him. Last question. The Beatles are Ringo, Paul, George, Joe.
False. You would have what?
It's ding, 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 ding. They are actually
John Lennon. How? Money, he's the most popular one. Like, I mean, Paul is, but still, like,
it's you didn't that's not a possible moment. So you got four, right?
Four
out of five. I got congratulations.
I got four.
Shout out to Jasmine. Shout out to Claudia Jordan. I also want to give a big, big, massive shout out before we continue on to my boy Gary. I love you, and you're so dope. And that's all I gotta say. All right, let's get right into it. The bridge and infrastructure in the United States. Scary, true or false?
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Ding, 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 ding. You want a car.
They were showing videos of the people that just made it. Bro, there was a looked like an immigrant, possibly. I mean, he didn't. People are assuming he's an immigrant because he landed in the water. His truck, he landed in the water, he got out his truck, got up, and just, like, ran away. Like, he was not looking for help. It was just like, oh, maybe he's, you know, he knows if he goes to the hospital.
So racist, this country. He's an immigrant.
It's crazy. No, that's what people are assuming, because he didn't stop for help. He didn't stop. He just kind of just was like, no, I don't need help. And, like, they got it on, you know, him saying that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Seeing people just barely survive is, like, a weird thing. That just, like, why are you the one that just made it and not the person right after you. You know what I'm saying? Like, god damn.
Scary. And I went down super quick. A bridge that is over a mile long.
Over a mile.
At the height, they estimated it towards, they equated it towards the height of the Empire State Building.
Think about how many cars are in a mile.
Yeah. And they had just held up traffic. I guess the bigger picture and
4 minutes.
What did you say about Pete Buttigieg?
Oh yeah, I got a few things to say, yeah.
Go
but
for
yo,
it.
It took 4 minutes. It takes 4 minutes from the when their power went out to they were gonna hit the bridge.
Okay.
So the power goes out, you make your call, mayday, mayday. You only got 4 minutes. It takes longer than 4 minutes to go across a bridge if it's like
congested
55 max, you know what I mean? Think about that shit, bro.
Chills,
man. And hearing what they said, like the first. Like, yo, we got people in the water. Like, we gotta go get the people in the water. Like, yo, it's nighttime. It's freezing still. Like, hypothermia setting in. That water was 47 degrees, bro. Anyways.
Woo!
So, Pete Buttigieg.
Shout out to Baltimore. Shout out to Maryland.
Shout out to the mayor. You got a hell of a lot of shit to do. And I love how you responded in that. How he responded in that interview. He's been getting interviewed left and right, and press conference is the word I was thinking of. How he responded, I mean, it was crazy. People, literally racist white folks were shitting on him because he wasn't dressed in like, I mean, he was dressed like he literally just got straight out of bed, came straight to the press conference, came straight to the bridge. And you got folks, probably the same folks that shitted on Obama for wearing a tan suit. You know, why is a president wearing tan? You know what I mean?
Why like, do we care? They're just clothes.
Jesus Christ.
Clothes don't
bro.
Make the man.
Jesus Christ.
Well, my hearts go out to everybody out there. And
But Pete, real quick, before you get into your last little
no, I want you to fill. Yeah, yeah, go hit us with the.
So
with
Pete,
the,
Pete was being interviewed
with
about
the knowledge.
It. And
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, he's the whatever.
No,
Secretary of
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure, I believe. And he made a good point. This was kind of off topic, but it was part of a bigger conversation because all of our bridges are fucked up. All of our infrastructure is just disgusting, right? Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how it went into a deep conversation, but he pretty much was talking about how infrastructure is built in America is built racist. And it made people just kind of like, oh, who the fuck? What the fuck? That's stupid. How can a building be racist? Or how can a bridge be racist? And he broke it down. He was talking about how, yo, when this highway was made, like they made sure, I mean, we know about redlining, but he was getting down to the specifics of there's proof already. Like we have the initial blueprints and all that of they wanted to make sure that the bridge was so low that transportation, public transportation could not get in. So you could not take a PVTA, a bus, you know what I'm saying? Just public transportation in and out. You'd have to get the more expensive taxi. You couldn't, you know, you were stuck there unless you owned a car. Mm. Obviously, if you're poor, you don't, you know what I mean?
Have the luxury.
If you rely on public transportation, oh, well, now I'm fucked. Now I can't take the public, you know what I mean?
Wow.
The public transit system.
Never thought about that before, ever.
So I never really thought about the way that the bridge.
Systemic racism goes down to architecture.
Well, that's why I said we know about redlining. So it's not like, you know, we're ignorant to that. But the idea of a bridge being built so low so a bus could not get in.
Oh, that's not down. I thought that was down the whole time.
No.
That's why I'm blowing over there.
It's
I should be blowing down. Sorry. My apologies, bro. No, I feel stupid. And I didn't mean to interrupt your thought, but I just really, my eyes really channeled in on what the situation was going on in the Window Nation. All right, go, brother. Redlining, gentrification, colonialism. Ugh.
It's just the power.
People thinking Jesus is white.
Power structure.
When he's has melanin.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I had a pastor try to tell me straight up. I went to a church because I slept over at my friend's house. And I think they were Baptist. Maybe I'm wrong. But maybe Pentecostal. I can't remember. Okay. But I had a pastor straight up tell me because I would ask him, this is why I'm not, you know, I don't follow God. Like no one could really give me a good answer on the questions that I asked. Or I should say a satisfying answer. I was never satisfied with the answer. You know, it's the usual, like, why does God allow this to happen? How do you know God is real? Like that, you know, those types of questions, right? And I made the comment about how it says Jesus had hair of wool and skin of bronze.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke down, like, gave me a whole lecture on why I shouldn't say that. That's racist. And it wasn't a black man. Or he didn't have hair of wool. That's actually a mistake that people have that mistaken.
It's in the book.
And I was just like, dog,
it's
what?
It's book in the book of Revelations. He's also mentioned about in Luke. He's also mentioned about. I tried.
You, bro, you.
I don't know.
You don't got to do all that, bro. I ain't trying to do that.
I'm desperate.
Are you just funny? Just hold it. Bro.
Nah, let's just let it be.
My nigga.
I gave up, man. I tried. Sorry, off air things that are going on. I looked right now and it said 1, 2, 3, 4. It was pretty cool. All right. Yeah. All right, let's get off of that.
Yeah.
But but it bridges the racism, like how it just kind of make like anyways.
No pun intended. Bridges the racism.
There we go. All right. Speaking of bridges collapsing, Sean Combs. And the big, I guess, conversation we want to get into it is just like I think about Bill Cosby. I think about like those big pioneer people that, you know, I don't know, man. But we forget we're all human. So, but you know, all these parties and hidden cameras at every party in every room and
what's interesting is like
allegedly
it's weird that people are responding like I'm kind of on the fence about this, right? And I'm rarely on the fence. I usually have a very good direction.
Is it a wooden fence or like a steel fence or like a bark fence?
Definitely bark.
Yeah,
by far.
Tall with the barb on the top part, like if he was in prison.
Yeah, don't interrupt me like that again.
You answered.
So, what the fuck are we talking about?
Diddy. Cameras. Hidden cameras. Parties.
Oh, what I'm kind of on the fence about is a lot of people's initial responses of like...
Without knowing.
No, it's not even that. It's several responses of like, not about that. Like, yo, no one knows yet. No one... Why are we just admonishing him? Like, why are we saying that he's guilty? We don't have the proof. You know, he hasn't been tried yet. That type of shit.
Right.
Not that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking specifically like about... I'm on the fence of... People are immediately bringing race into it. And rather than saying, yo, put this nasty man away, it goes straight into a what about the white men. Like, what about, I hate what aboutism on any side. You know what I'm saying? And it's disgusting. Period. Like, we can save the what about the other men, the other races. We can save that. Like, we can get into that. But right now, we're talking about Diddy.
In comparison to, like, the Harvey Weinstein of it all, like, they didn't do, did they do that for Harvey? Or just, like, what do you mean, what about the white
men? Well, Harvey's a demonic-ass fucking monster.
Or, like, a Jeffrey.
Like, a lot of white men are, though. But it's not like, my comment isn't saying we shouldn't be trying these men, or why is the justice system unbalanced. I'm not saying that this whole system is unjust. What I'm saying is it's weird for the first response not to be like, yes, put this man away, like, that's nasty. Instead, it's, well, what about the white men that do the same thing?
Right. Well,
because they're not wrong. Yeah. That's not a wrong statement. Yeah. I'm just saying this, hey, this should be a priority, like an order of things. Like, let's just put this man away and let's figure out the other monsters that he works for, because he's not at the top.
Social media does that.
Yeah.
Social media does that.
Which, if you go even deeper, polarization does that.
Because people aren't really, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, if something's going on, people try to bring up, yeah, the whatism, what about what this, yeah. I feel like because we're in such a racial climate in our country, and because people feel like they just need to have an opinion on everything too. I mean, no shade to my own self. This is a podcast. Everybody has a podcast. But I feel like people just, I don't know. Why do we need to do all that instead of just focusing on what the one thing is? Yeah, there is that, but this isn't the time to bring that.
So I don't, right, exactly. And yeah. But I want to be clear. I don't want to contradict myself with, like, I yes, you're right that this, we're in a racialized country, but I think we've always been a racialized country.
We have.
So I don't want to, I don't want to contradict myself. Right. Yes, we are at a racialized time, but we've always been in a racialized time.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
Cell phones just have made it more apparent, like more known. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that didn't know about Tulsa Massacre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's
a lot of people that didn't know. You had to watch a movie or watch a show or
hear about it.
I was fortunate enough to learn that in middle school. But, you know, not everybody has that. You know what I mean? I grew up, I went to, you know, a charter school, all black charter school. So that's, we learned a different lesson plan than traditional. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was blessed to have that. But a lot of shit that's just not known. It's always been a racialized country, man. Like, people didn't know about Philly getting bombed by the police. The whole black project, whole black neighborhood getting bombed by the police and helicopters and throwing bombs down below on their own people.
New Jersey, same parts of New Jersey as well, other parts of the country as well. It's crazy. And so when politicians like Eric Adams, and this has nothing to do with racism, but actually, wrong one. Who is the white woman? Oh, and Nikki Haley. When people and other people say that this country is not a racist country, it's just like, yo, you're so full of shit. And when politicians are full of shit, it fast forward me to Eric Adams, New York mayor. I saw that Breakfast Club interview. New York City, I want to give a big shout out to you and New York and the memories that I've made within that city. But I don't think I'll ever go back. Unless I need a weekend and I got shit planned and mapped down to the T. But even at that, I don't think I want to go back by myself. Because it's just crazy. And I also don't feel like seeing the city, and it's not because I'm not down to help anyone, but we see the migrant crisis. So it's just crazy. Like, I don't want to walk down Manhattan, and it's a dirty city as it is, and now this. I feel inhumane saying that, but it's just, like, not the New York I used to know.
I'd have to the violence. I don't know. I haven't been there.
I don't know. It's just not the New York I remember.
Yeah.
Not from the 80s. Well, not from the 90s, moreover. And the 2000s, or even in Club Rick days and all that stuff. Like, it's just giving anxiety. It's giving sensory overload. It's giving Babylon. But America is, in general. Charlemagne or Envy said something, and I never thought about that. For a city that charges so much, that allegedly makes so much, yada, 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 that city should be looking like Abu Dhabi or one of these other cities. It should be immaculate, pristine, clean. There should be some civility.
When New York was first getting built, it was considered the city of the world. Like, that was the moniker that it had for
Metropolis.
A while. It was the city of the world. It overtook Paris. It overtook all these monumental cities. New York was really it. You know what I mean? But that's...
C'est la vie.
But America was it. We were innovators at that time.
Ah,
we were innovators. Okay. So it's just, it's interesting to see, you know, our fall from not even grace, because we've never been graceful, but it's interesting to see that kind of empire crumble. You know,
all things will come to an end. Like, that's we're true. Living in the end of times. Let's move on before America's I go further. Experiment. The legacy of Diddy, it just sucks. So we say all this to say, going back to Diddy's legacy, is that that's sad to see all that.
Yeah, how do we get into
the Manishka? The Manishka of it all. All right, Diddy. I don't know, man.
No, you say all that
thanks
to say.
For the music.
Sorry, go ahead. No, you say all that to say.
I say all that to say that to see somebody's and especially in the culture and musically too, like what they've given us and contributed.
You want to split one of these?
Sure. Schools in Harlem are. I think if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he's affiliated with them anymore. Yeah, he's not affiliated with them anymore. But his schools are suing him or are being sued, or they're just suing the city or somebody because they're not being funded right. They're not being taken care of.
There's a video of Diddy trying to touch on Mike Tyson, bro.
They're
being interviewed by Arsenio Hall. Have you seen this?
No, but I'll look back later.
Dog. Diddy is sitting on a couch with Mike, and Diddy has his hand under his ass. He keeps creeping it. The video shows it all. Like, his hand keeps getting closer to Mike. Now, mind you, Mike is the best fighter in the world, pound for pound, right? Especially at this
pound for pound.
Right, pause. No, Diddy. So Diddy is fucking trying, and Mike takes his hand in front of the camera live, and he's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Get your hand out of here! I'm not down with that shit."
Oh, I didn't see
this. And
he's
like, "Yo, Diddy's a freaky boy, like that type of shit, like in his voice." You know,
and they
get back to the interview, and Diddy's just like this. But just the idea that you're crazy enough and maybe powerful enough that you're willing to touch the greatest fighter in the world
that could just mutilate
you,
like you'll be looking like Little Kim. Afterwards.
Today,
exactly. Sorry, Kim. take that. Yeah. I am tickled. Here's where I fucked up, Harry, when it comes to Sean Combs. This is where I fucked up. If I would have known that there was opportunities like that and Bad Boy.
Okay.
I would have walked over in that office and said, sign me up for all the sex in the parties. Let's put this music on and get these Grammys.
And
I want to own my publishing. Because you're not going to give me one of your old Diddy contracts. Where's Andre Harrell?
So, that's still a sin, right? For God, God ain't happy about that. So, what are we talking about?
I'm just trying to be funny. But had I known I had a chance.
Serious.
I mean, I kind of am, and I'm not. No, I think I'm all right. I'm 40% dead serious.
Okay, I like that. All right,
yeah,
40.
I'm about 40.
40. Yeah, pause. I'll take 40.
Wow.
Pause.
I hate, stop saying pause. And let's talk about this. Pause for everything. You know, why we got to keep doing this? Why can't we just have conversations where he walked off the set, ladies and gentlemen? He is rude. We're going to take a break. I'm going to pee. And when we come back, we're going to actually get into the Ghostbusters review. And so much more here at Los's Lounge Podcast. I want to give a big up to all of the subscribers, a big up to Claudia Jordan as always, a big up to everyone following on the Instagram, but more importantly, a big shout out to myself and Dini, and shout out to you too, Jasmine. Sometimes I don't know, that last episode, I don't know, we might be looking for a replacement here at our Breakfast Club. I'm just joking. We'll be back here at the lounge. All right, we are back. I feel better. I peed. I peed in the dark. Peeing in the dark.
Oh, you added a little. I don't know what that's called.
I don't know.
Falsetto. Soprano, falsetto.
Horrible, is what it is. Let's get right into it. Ghostbusters. I saw the Ghostbusters and I felt like a 10-year-old kid. So I was telling Harry. Actually, we haven't told Harry yet. All right, so the Ghostbusters is back and. It pretty much was awesome to have all the original cast back, with the exception of Eon, who passed away. Is it Eon's character? Yeah, the
dork.
I mean, they're all dorks in a way,
true.
But the dork.
The dork of the dorks.
Yes.
Okay.
Ghostbusters cast. All right. So they're all the original cast members, even the secretary, and she got to wear the jetpack or whatever it's called. The jetpack, like they're flying away.
Was Sigourney Weaver in this one?
No, Sigourney Weaver is not in this one, believe it or not. I'm talking about Egon, Harold Ramis. Here's the thing, rest in peace.
Ah, yes. Yeah, the dork of the dorks.
The dork of the dorks. The girl that played him, the 15-year-old girl, who's kind of, I guess, like the star of the show, the main character, really looks like him in real life.
So she's playing his daughter?
No. I guess there was a Ghostbusters 3 at some point?
Yeah, yep.
And it's the family of, I think, the one that they laid to rest.
Oh,
like the
shit.
Ghostbusters Fallen, whatever.
Something. This is like the first, like, this is like some big sci-fi.
Yeah, it's the family of him because their last name was Spengler. So it's his family that keeps on the tradition. In any case, the plot was cute. They're still fighting ghosts in New York, but
that was good. The plot was cute.
They're still fighting ghosts. Honey, they are still fighting ghosts out here. And that was just Trump. No. No, but seriously, the plot was cool. So they pretty much, I feel like it just picks up where it left off in a way, but I haven't seen part 3. In any case, let's get right into it.
I'm trying to think. I don't remember if I saw it.
They stored all their ghosts in the house, in that thing. Remember where they would dispose them at the end?
Yeah.
Every time they would go? Well, that thing was coming already to capacity. They didn't plan ahead back in the 80s what happens when we, So now that thing's ready to combust, but now there is this evil in the Ghostbusters. Actually, they said something funny about that, like a sexual innuendo about busting. Yeah, it threw me off guard because I was like, wow, okay.
Okay, go ahead, Ghost.
I was getting lesbian undertones between the female ghost character and the daughter.
Keep talking. Wait, what?
No, no, they're 15 and 16.
Sorry, don't scratch that.
Nope.
Sorry.
Not in this show.
Spoke way too soon.
Foot in the mouth.
Jesus.
My Lanta. There'll be none of that. No, but seriously, there was a 16-year-old ghost character in there. And she befriended the 15-year-old girl. The 15-year-old girl is the granddaughter, if I'm not mistaken, of the guy who passed away.
Oh, okay.
In any case, in real life, they look alike. Like when he was younger, and with that girl, it looks like spitting image. So I might Google it as I finish doing what I'm doing here off camera.
I'm grinding.
Not on Grindr, just grinding the marijuana. Just for the distinction. You have to. With that said, this evil god of a ghost from like ancient yesteryore.
Okay.
Yes. wants to come back.
He's captured
in this thing. In this round thing.
Okay.
And I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, don't.
Not that I'm getting millions of streams.
I'm gonna catch it.
But it's released. And once it's released, all hell breaks loose.
What do you know? I wouldn't have guessed it.
And at one point, and then they just all the Ghostbusters reconverge. And that's all I'm going to say. And they bust the ghost. You know what I mean? It was great, bro. It was action-packed. It was hysterically funny. It was the skinny, skinny boy from Stranger Things is in there. Which, by the way.
Oh, he is in there. You're right. You like ugly white men. I don't know why.
Okay, first of all, he is like a teenager, I think, still.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No,
he's that man good. Is...
He was playing an older kid, right? I think...
Yeah, he's playing an 18-year-old.
Oh, no, I mean, he was playing
and
a younger
And he looks like
kid.
He's starving.
He does.
It's very... It's giving...
I thought you liked that. I thought you liked Twink.
Jesus.
My bad. That's...
You know, my type of ghost busting is different.
Disgusting.
Listen, it was a great
How
movie.
Did it start to
I don't know. Here's my only complaint.
Tell me.
I bought a ticket for a 1 o'clock showing. Actually, 1:05.
Say more.
I keep hearing like an alarm go off in my head, like my phone alarm. It's not. It's in my head, but it was so loud and clear. That's so weird. Okay. Our movie didn't start till 1:32. Oh, okay. It's the sound. It's the owl, and then something else that kind of resonated. But I can hear it. It sounded like my phone alarm. In any case, bro, our movie started like 30 minutes later.
Oh, that's
there was
insane.
A shitload of what seemed like advertisements, and then they hit us with the movie previews that took forever. ever.
That's what they do now. When's the last time you've been to the movies?
Bro, I've never known for a movie to start 30 minutes later. I could have showed up at 1 o'clock, been in the concession, and still would have not missed anything.
As they're giving a commercial for the concessions.
Get a Coke.
I hate that fucking commercial.
Anyways, that's my only thing gripe about that. So but I had a great time. Yeah. I was sitting back in that lounge XD. I got the XD, you know.
Oh yeah.
I spent $13.
Yeah, no,
I spent my $13.
So next time you go to the movies, let me know. I get 2 free tickets a month, and you don't have to pay anymore.
So you're in the rewards thing. So yep. Should I do it? Because I was thinking about doing it.
Take mine. All right. Yeah, I have like 20 right now. Pause.
Oh, see, no. That sounded too. That needed a pause. All right, let's move on into. So that's Ghostbusters, it was just awesome. It was awesome. It was really good. I felt like a little boy again watching it.
The Michelin Man was the first one, right?
So the Michelin little guys are in there. They're like little ones. They're part of the ghosts that are captured.
Wow.
And they're like little, and they're so cute.
They're not huge.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all I got. Ghostbusters. All right. Speaking of idolatry, let's go. Beyonce.
We passed the usher. Yeah. Cowboy Carter.
Go.
So let me just say, I'm a huge fan of Renaissance Act One. Huge fan. Huge fan of the show. And I like that album more than this one, Act Two. But I'm not a country guy, but god damn it, this album is pretty good. It's jumping. I mean, seriously, like it's got bounce. Mm. Got that twang. Mm.
Country twang? Country grammar?
Highlights Jolene. American Requiem is the opener. The Miley Cyrus joint is probably my favorite joint on there.
No, that was incredible.
That was pretty good.
You played that from beginning to end for me a little while ago.
Yeah. And I know you don't like it, but I do like Texas Hold'em.
Well, damn, just blow my cover, why don't you?
Well, because you said specifically Texas Hold'em, No Way, and I'm like, bro.
I mean, all right, since you put me out there, let me give my opinion. Because damn.
There we go.
Yeah, it did nothing for me. I've never skipped through a Beyonce album as fast as I did with this album. I told Harry off air, I heard it twice just to play it safe. Like, I didn't sit. When Renaissance 1 came out, I sat there listening to it from beginning to end. When Lemonade came out, it was the visual. What did she do? She made us sit there and listen to it from beginning to end. When the visual album came out, beginning to end, the other one, this was a miss for me. Not artistically.
Interesting.
For her, because apparently the world's going to... Beyonce could take a shit on herself on stage and fucking, like, stick her titties in the poop, and the world will think it's artistic. Mm. She's a genius. She's a shitty goddess.
So you don't think that she's a genius?
Shitty goddess, I don't think, is funny. I think we got to stop using this word genius, not, like, for Kanye West. Like, when people talk about Kanye West and genius, I'm like, oh, Einstein was a... Like, they're just highly creative. They're the elite. Let's stop using this word genius. Unless these motherfuckers ain't solving global issues, they ain't genius nothing. And the best performer of all time is Jesus. Come on now.
I'm not mad at that take.
Perform these miracles, God. Come on now. Let's get back to Beyonce. Yeah, bro. I gave each song like a good minute worth, and I was just like, I was bored. I love Blackbird, the song.
Oh, the Beatles joint.
The Beatles joint. At that time of the release of the song, if I'm not mistaken, unless somebody else wrote it before them and I just don't know about it, because that could be the thing.
They did take a lot.
Because as I was told, or if I'm not mistaken, I read this, they wrote that as a pro-black song during the civil rights era to show their support.
Interesting.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
No,
that's one of my favorite songs singing karaoke.
That's a good fun fact.
So, all I've ever known of Blackbird is the Beatles. Moreover, Paul McCartney, who sings it in all. I love Paul McCartney's rendition. just him and his guitar. It's spectacular. That's my favorite song to sing karaoke.
I gotta watch that.
In any case,
can I just say a fun fact that goes with that?
I'm not done with my facts since you put me out there with my thoughts.
Okay.
All right. Don't cut me off again. You did that to me in the last segment.
Nice, hoes.
Soy Mexicano.
Yes.
This is full circle right here.
Full circle.
Yeah, bro. It didn't grab me. However, you played that Miley Cyrus song from beginning to end for me, and I actually really thought that was beautiful. That's a Grammy Award winning song right there.
Same.
That should be the next single.
I hope so.
But and even the tracks that were more bumping, you know, because there's some bops. They weren't bopping me. It was bopping me like, all right, so then this one's just not for me. And that's it.
Right.
That's it. This one is just not for me. There are fucking 8 billion people on this planet. I'm not doing this with Beyonce this time around. She's going to come out with world tour tickets. And instead of the Renaissance, it's going to be a rodeo. Mark my words.
Is that a world tour or your girl's tour?
That's my mother's tour.
Mother B.
Listen, I bet you instead of the Renaissance, now it's going to be the rodeo.
I'm mad at it.
And it's just like, nah, man, I'm just done. I'm done with all these girls. I'm done with just all of it. Madonna, I need you to go away for a while, too.
I'm not bad at that either. She needs to sit down.
Yeah, Madonna does. Take a break, baby.
Sit down.
Go sit down
and enjoy. Her face be sweating when she's just standing. She's not even doing nothing. Her face just be That's sweating. Hot. Like, you need to sit down, girl.
Like, you overthinking. Bro, not the face be sweating and you're not even doing anything.
Why are you glistening? You're just talking.
So stupid. Now, this one's not for me. And if there's anybody from the Beehive that's listening to you, get over it. Fuck you.
Oh.
Fuck you. Oh. I love Beyonce, but this one's just not for me. So I'm gonna sit out the rodeo.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay in Club Renaissance. Now, I was told Act 3. Do you have any other thoughts on Renaissance on this Carter Cowboy?
No, but just the Beatles shit.
Go. What do you? Yeah, do you have a question? Oh,
it's interesting you bring up that was a song to show support with the civil rights movement.
That's what I read.
No, I'm saying it's interesting because Ringo Starr, most people don't know this, but Ringo Starr was a horrible drummer. The drums that you're hearing, the drum player, Ringo was just acting on stage, but the real drummer was a black drummer.
Okay.
It was a black drummer that drummed for the Beatles.
So he wasn't a Charlie Watts like the Rolling Stones? Rest in peace, Charlie. You don't play with my Rolling Stones. Don't play with my musicology either in the name of Prince. Okay. Honestly, you know I love Beyonce. We all know. Yeah. This one's not for me. Just like that Alicia Keys album that she dropped during the pandemic. She dropped the album during the pandemic that I thought was just horrible. I was like, what the fuck is this?
That might be the album I like.
How did we go from here with the tricolors? Because it came in different colors.
Oh, I don't remember. I remember it being a double disc. It was, I think, blue and gold, maybe?
No, you're thinking about Keys.
That's back to rare form.
The one right before that, brother. She has an album right before that and in between here. Which is the one which is my favorite one that came out in 2016. I hate that album. I listened to it once and I was like, no, damn. No bueno. Not for me. So I just figured it's just not for me. There's 8 billion people on this planet. Not everything is for everybody.
Bingo.
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new segment of our show, or just a continuation of segments.
Yeah, we've done this segment.
I think we've done this segment. Harry's Hip Hop Dish. I think it was called something else before.
So I just want to read some bars. If y'all are into the hip hop world, y'all already know this.
You know, hip hop makes the world go round. You know?
Kendrick decided to come out and shit on Drake and... I guess J. Cole kind of got some stray shots.
I'm mad that him and J. Cole, are at the elite of this generation's rappers,
right,
are feuding.
It's really Drake and Kendrick, but Cole just happened to catch a stray.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't the intended target.
Got you.
Bullet hit him, though.
Got you. Thank you for the clarification. Because yes, I just figured, don't let this be a Nas and Jay-Z thing. Like, is this Ether Part 2 happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It is.
Fabulous. Go.
The song is called Like That. It dropped off the Future album produced by Metro Boomin. Yo.
So your presentation's not set up for our audience.
I apologize. So here is Kendrick's verse. These niggas talking out of their necks. Don't pull no coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, hey, let's get it, bro. D-O-T, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say it's a lot of goofies with a check. Now that line is about Drake being a goofy, like Goofy the dog, signed with Nike. He has a deal with Nike. So it's a lot of goofies with a check. Drake just made an album called For All the Dogs.
The Nike check.
So goofy, you know what I mean? I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar. I chose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Nigga clicking up, but cannot be legit. No 40 water. Fuck sneak dissing. First person shooter, I hope. They came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. Diss Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. I mean, if you walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. I mean, he, Andre with the flute walking around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I caught that.
Prince outlived Mike Jack.
Yeah, I like that one. Even Prince outlived Mike Jack.
Your best work is a light pack for all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery. Oh my gosh. I mean.
So you say all that to say, Harry,
that Kendrick absolutely destroyed Drake and didn't really come at Cole. He caught a shot because of the first person shooter line. That's the name of the song that J. Cole and Drake dropped. It's called First Person Shooter. So he's saying, first person shooter, I hope you came with three switches, as in three Glocks with a switch on it that can, you know, shoot automatically. You know, fuck the big three, motherfucker, it's just big me.
I like that.
Whew. I mean,
like that.
It's been a week. They haven't responded.
Well, you know, the big three is really the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Okay. Here you go. So I just, you know, just wanted to, had to break that down because
it moved you in hip hop.
It's exciting. Hip hop is boring right now. It's too buddy-buddy. It's too friendly. And it is definitely Ether Part 2.
I mentioned this to you earlier. Cardi B desperately needs to put out an album.
Desperately. Been six years? Five years?
I mean, shout out to you for being on stage with Madonna. Shout out to Madonna bringing Erykah Badu on stage with her.
That's interesting.
Did we talk about that? Did I show you? I sent you stuff.
You sent me stuff, but that's just interesting.
So you
the
know,
pod doesn't know that. I'm just
the pod don't know that, but we'll get into that in a minute. Kendrick, Kendrick. The Breakfast Club tells me. I'm a big listener to the Breakfast Club.
Oh, so Charlamagne loves him.
They were saying that not just him, they were all saying that this is the Kendrick that we, you know, because after Morale, whatever that album, people were like, oh, Big but Steppers. that's for grown men. That album is like that touches a different audience, that album.
444 Charlamagne brought up.
He was like, but this is Kendrick idiots. Reminding everybody. Aquí no se juega, pendejo. En esta casa se respeta. Anuel. What does the gun do? Eso mismo. My shit sounded like a fucking lawn. Like,
yeah,
like
I was mowing the lawn. It sounded like broken clippers. Like when you're in the barbershop and you're wondering why he's using those clippers and you're just like,
bruh. And they're all rusty. So the blood moon, they were saying that there's rust being found on the moon now.
Fair enough.
And there's no oxygen up there. So how is that happening? That's where the blood moon comes from.
So I feel like, that. I mean, we can get real deep into that. We can get real deep into that.
C'est la qui. You know, I don't know if you know this. If you heard last week's episode, do you listen? You've been busy. Very. But Jasmine was saying that there was an inmate that she knew that was real cool with her, real respectful. When he got out, she bumped into him in real life, like out in the city, whatever. And they're like, oh, you always were cool, blah, blah. Come to find out, she sees Julio. Are they back?
Sounds like
I was like, whoa, what's going on? Should I clip this?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. Julio knew the same guy too, but then he died.
Oh.
So Julio had posted recently about it, and then Jasmine was like, hey, you know him? And then that's when they found, I was like, this is crazy. That's how weird. We ended my last episode, which was a little crazy, kind that's of weird, like, what were you talking about? Is eerie. Usher it's really eerie. Ready exposed, Diddy? Well, how much does Usher know?
Oh, probably too much. Too much.
How much Jay-Z know?
I mean,
birds of a feather flock together. Don't even matter how stormy the weather. I'm sounding like I'm Diddy. I'm rapping like
here's,
I'm Diddy.
Here's the thing I think about that is...
Because we don't want to see nobody else.
That's not... I don't know if that's fair, the whole birds of a... Like, in this situation, because Diddy has his hands everywhere. So there's people that are like, have nothing... Like, they're just... You know what I mean? Like, they're just... Yeah. Like, what if you're... Let's say you work at Nickelodeon. You know what
oh,
I mean?
That's and, another thing. Yeah.
Dark,
who
dark
knew?
Side of TV or something. That was crazy.
And yeah. How the logo looks like the Epstein Island.
Oh,
just
I didn't even see
casual
that.
Casual coincidence. Yeah, that splat. The oh, splat. The splat. Now it all makes sense.
Think about
the splat.
Yo, that,
their logo is
the
a splat.
The producers had Amanda Bynes like fucking
not you
banana.
Doing this.
Yo, they had Amanda Bynes doing that as a 15-year-old, yo.
Oh, is that
on TV?
Like that, though?
They had her doing a lot of shit, bro. In the hot tub.
Have you seen what she looks like?
Men. Yeah, she's fucked up in the head.
Oh, man.
She keeps posting she wants Drake
damn,
to fuck with him.
Damn, man. I should have got my... I
Amanda's
got,
fucked up. Amanda's
I should have got my
right
record
now.
Deal at Bad Boy a long time ago, man.
You nasty. Oh, sir.
They would have saw me on the cameras. Is that pop star Carlos?
No,
from the 413? Oh, man. One word association game?
Sure.
Was there anything else that we needed to cover?
No, I think we...
I think we covered way too much. Yeah, let's do it. One word association game.
All right. How about Technicolor? Since we saw it upstairs. It's number one. It's the first.
Go ahead. Justin Timberlake's album. What's your└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================�================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ Please.
Okay. Fierce.
Overused.
Primal.
I thought about a lion. The first one immediately, a lion or a tiger. Or humanity.
Intersection.
Infrastructure. Lawsuits. A lot of accidents. The face? Yo, your face? You okay, Harry? You gonna hit me with the fifth word? Was that the fifth
Zen.
Word? Zen. Goals, but I want to go further. No. The end of a good day. Zen.
Yeah. With that new blue Yankee on. Who but me?
Brooklyn. Oh my god.
Borough.
Yo, I can't stand you right now. By the way, cheers. The you made it crack.
That's why I was like, sounded like light, it. Maybe light.
Feather.
Light.
That was too easy. Scratch that. Damn it, man. Our hip-hop minds. All right. Your second word, official word, is a reality.
Fake.
Apocalypse.
Inevitable.
Amelia.
Flight.
Why?
I mean, Amelia, that name comes from Amelia Earhart.
Oh, yeah. School me, remind me. Come on now. Come on through education. We're not just a Hot Topic show either, you know, we educate.
I know.
New York City. Here's that face again. It came back. This time it's going down. I should have taken a picture of it. I don't like this expression. It's somewhere between smug and I just want to smack him.
Fallen.
But that's a mirror. But you. Oh, fuck, man. Damn it, man. All right.
Yeah. It's. Yeah.
That's America, man. All right. Alicia Keys fallen or Maya fallen?
Oh, falling. In love with you,
with the beat behind.
Listen to that yesterday.
Me running away.
I'm gonna go. I might go Maya.
I'm not mad at it.
I think I'm gonna go Maya.
I'm not mad at
That's
it.
That's a good one.
I'm not mad at it.
I think one song is called Fall In and one is called Falling. But we can still.
You're absolutely right. Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Jolene Beyonce or Jolene Dolly Parton?
Oh, yeah. Right now, Beyonce. Jolene. Mm. Right now.
So, Dolly Parton is worth over $460 million.
Wow.
According to Forbes.
Wow.
The bulk of her money comes from Dollywood, her ranch, and people covering her music, which earns her over $1.4 billion annually.
Wow.
Like, which grosses in, but I'm sure she has...
taxes and all that. Yeah.
And what do they call that? Overhead and what have you. So, but that's guap.
That's the reason why when people say, oh, I make, let's say they say I make $1 million a year. And let's say after 10 years, they don't have 10 million. It's because, well, they have costs, overhead and all that. That's just a million of your salary, but you have costs. So
taxes and all that stuff. Like you're only going to get a certain.
Takes longer than that.
Yeah. That's why it's good to own everything.
Ownership.
Own.
Ownership.
Prince Tribe. Ownership.
Do we really own anything though?
I don't know because
we don't own anything.
We don't. We are simply the managers.
That's it. And that, ladies and gentlemen,
is how you end it.
Is a nightcap.